tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Okay, welcome everybody. Thank you for joining us for another AfterBuzz TV After Show for Justified Season 6, Episode 10, entitled Trust. I'm John Comerford, joined in the studio by Tamara Berg.
Hey everybody, you can tweet me at Tamara Berg.
And Stephen Bottomley.
Hey, I'm at Bottomley Stephen.
Okay, you know, sometimes I have a little quippy intro and stuff like this. All I can think about is, what the hell?
What?
Ava? I was not expecting this at all. I don't know if you guys saw it coming. I was just, what? You know, because I liked the little misdirection because I was so caught up in the Raylan Boyd thing and the showdown. That, and, you know, she's been pinballing back and forth between these two guys. All since she decides.
Torn between two lovers.
Okay, that's all we can afford.
Okay.
And, wow, talk about taking everything into your own hands there. Was anybody, did you see that coming? Anybody?
No.
No, I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
But as soon as it happened, I just went,
yeah, of course.
Squib.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
it was not, you know, it's too early for that to happen that way.
So. For Walter to get it.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was a play. But once it happened, I was like, oh, genius play.
Yeah, it was genius. Yeah, and
because the whole thing was like, you're going to shoot me, Raylan?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody.
Like, everyone's a step ahead of Raylan in this episode.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. But what I just love that because, you know, for this whole season, she's just been bouncing back and forth.
And all of last season, was in prison and having, you know, feeling very powerless.
And what a smart move. She got the docs from Elston.
Limehouse.
Mm-hmm. And she's got 10 mil. I got walking docs and I got 10 mil. Let's go.
Yeah.
What's, you know, holding me back? And I love that they did a good job with finding Dewey's necklace. So now she's going, man, Dewey. So he's killed Dewey. So there's all that. And then when Raylan goes to see Ava after Vasquez and that, the whole discussion and that, she's going back to prison. She's got no outs.
Nope.
Now this way, she's not safe with either one of them because obviously last week we saw how Boyd was really pissed off about the whole Zachariah thing, and I think she hasn't trusted him.
Around.
Yeah, she hasn't trusted him since the whole prison thing, even though she's been, shifting allegiances. And here she's got no outs. If I go with Raylan, I'm going back to prison. If I go with Boyd, he may end up killing me.
Right.
So.
And I may be back in prison as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, her running with the money seemed to be the best move.
Yeah, what else could you do?
But a couple of things. One, we're assuming both those bags are full of money.
Well, right. That's true.
Boyd
that's
checked
true.
One, and he checked it pretty casually.
Oh, he checked the other. We heard the zipper and everything, so he's checked it, but who knows if
I don't remember him checking the other one.
He did. We only saw the insert of one bag, but then when the other bag got put in there, you heard the zip, and he looked, and even she looked, Catherine, and then you heard the zip back up. But we just didn't see the insert.
It can't be that simple.
Well, that's
true. There's not really $10 million dollars with no RFID tracking device. No bomb.
I got to tell you, when Boyd was driving away, I kept waiting for him to say, yeah, who are you?
Exactly.
I kept expecting a huge explosion in the back of his truck.
Yeah, that would have been fun, too.
No, Ava, when Raylan comes over to tell her it's over at the porch,
that
was really nice. Just the way that it was played, how Raylan just is like, this is the last thing I wanted to have happen.
Yeah, but okay, but here's
he was so torn.
Great scene, but let me ask you this, guys. Why would you tell somebody that before the job's done? Why?
Because he really loves her.
Okay, all right. I can almost buy that.
He's the only reason he's going to Florida is because, you know, the baby and all that stuff.
He's really
like
in
obligated.
Love with. He's really in love with.
Yeah.
Well, he was clearly torn when Vasquez said, "No, she's back. You know, that's not enough. She's back to prison." And all this. So he was torn there. He was not happy to hear that news. But I'm going, why are you telling her this now?
Yeah.
You don't tell her that until after. Why do you even tell her at all until it's last?
Well, what was the comment that Boyd made about you don't something about the miracle? You don't something until the miracle's done.
Yeah, exactly.
It was essentially that.
Yeah, so that
good
that
job
was
a, on not that, writing that.
Okay,
down, but
so that bothered me because like, why would he reveal that? You know, I mean, because I'm just curious. Is it because he does have some sort of strange allegiance, and he thinks I should tell her this because I need to? Because he doesn't tell people stuff that they don't need to know.
Well, you know, maybe what he's doing is trying to protect Ava's life,
uh-huh.
because he even says to Tim later, you know, what, you do not see this going to trial, do you? It's going to
well,
be
that's
Boyd
true.
Going out in the blaze of glory that he always thinks that he has deserved since he was a kid.
So I've been thinking about this, and the only other thing I think about is, maybe he wanted her to run. Because let's face it, he could have easily pulled that gun out at the end. When he heard the shots, when she shoots Boyd, why is his gun not out of his holster?
Yeah, I think he was wondering if it was going to turn the gun on him, if she was going to turn the gun
on him. I know, but you already hear the shot. The gun's already out.
And
you're behind a tree.
Normally,
and he's got
yes.
a better shot than she is.
Well, clearly, yeah, that kind of thing. So
I was kind of thinking the same thing.
He
when he was saying,
her.
You know, I'm going to chase you. You know, I'm going to come after you. I was almost glee, like, I wouldn't have to go to Florida. There's supposed to be that one thing.
Yeah.
Because, boy, it is bleeding on my feet. But this is too much fun.
But that's why I was going, okay, because it seems weird that he told her, because why would you tell somebody that when she's still on the hook?
Okay,
right.
And he doesn't at all shoot the tires or nothing. He lets her go because, I mean, clearly he could have, there's all kinds of things that he could have done, but he didn't.
Well, as far as telling her, it might also have been where he was trying to have her think of a way out of it as well, you know, and she kind of like, what if we get him for murder? What if, he's like kind of like, oh, okay.
Because he's not buying any of that.
Right, except that he does kind of go along with the murder thing, but again, it's kind of like, he seemed adrift a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing is why are they driving in the same car? Because, you know, that seemed weird too. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I'm just thinking, well, maybe in some weird way he was letting her know that because, look, I really don't want you to go back to prison. And even the way he was talking to Vasquez about that, look, she's doing us a solid. She's getting Boyd. And I don't think let me try to say it this way. I don't think Raylan wants or believes she should be back in prison. And I think that's why he said that.
Right.
No, I agree. I he does not want her there.
But the alternative to prison is getting killed. Do you really think that she can disappear for $10 million?
I think she
with $10 million?
Yeah, I think she could. Because remember, she tried to with no money. She even said that. But it's a hell of a lot easier to disappear with $10 million than, you know, whatever.
And 100 grand or whatever. Boyd have it. You know, and Boyd disappears, you know, because he's dead, quote, unquote.
She could easily get out
he's
of
not
the
dead.
Country.
He's not dead. Right here it says, Boyd is not dead.
Yeah, Boyd's not dead.
If there really is 10
he's not dead. We even saw him coming up, so he's not.
Yeah. I didn't get to see the coming up because I watched
dead.
It online.
Yeah,
he's not dead.
He's not dead.
Boyd's not dead.
No, clearly
I knew he wasn't dead because it says so right here.
Wait a minute, guys.
But I didn't see the coming up.
If Raylan shoots him dead center and he doesn't die, I don't think a little shot to the upper torso, shoulder area.
Speaking to the pilot.
Exactly, yeah.
Where he resurrected.
So clearly. He's not dead. And you can even hear him, you know, as he goes down and he's grunting and everything. So
they're doing a fair amount of, I don't have a lot of news and gossip, so I'm going to just infuse some of the things that I've read this week as we're going. They're doing a lot of kind of wrap-ups, you know, of what are you expecting for the rest of the season? What do you think about how this series has gone and that kind of thing? Anyway, one of the things that Graham Yost said was that the last act of this season becomes Get Ava. That's like until the end.
Yeah, get it.
And one of our YouTube followers, I think it was, Tyler the Movie Guiler, was talking about before the season even began. Do you guys remember when they were doing a teaser for the show? There was a house burning. It was Ava's house burning down.
I never saw this.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I did. There was a big giant fire, and it came down to Ava being barricaded someplace in this burning house, and Boyd and Raylan sort of in a standoff stare off, trying to figure out what was going to happen next.
While the house is on fire.
And she's inside. So,
nice.
Two things that kind of shows what the end of the series can be like. However, they just finished shooting the finale a couple weeks ago, and that teaser came out 6 months ago. So, it's probably not the actual finale of the show. But it does come down to that Ava is, because we know it's going to be Boyd and Raylan coming together in the nexus of, you know, craziness at the end of the show. And Ava has always been a wedge between them.
Yeah.
They keep talking about that. And now we have Graham Yost saying it becomes Get Ava.
That's a great teaser, too, because the whole series, not the whole series, but certainly the season has always been about that, two of them. and with Ava
and Ava in the middle. Yes.
Well, I was going to bring something up, but then I realized I was going into predictions, so I'm not going to bring that up.
Okay. So, obviously, this necklace, we finally got to see it. So
right.
Was it the first episode?
Yeah.
This season that we saw Dewey? Yeah. Dewey got off in the first episode. Yeah, so that's... Or we saw Earl get it in the second episode, if I'm not mistaken, though.
Get it? Yeah. Do you mean get it, or do you mean get the
that's
necklace?
When he put it on the squirrels.
Right.
Uh-huh. So that finally came back. That was a nice payoff.
And it was nice to see Dewey in the previous...
Right.
Quickly.
Remember, you can watch him on Battle Creek.
Okay.
That's right. Nibble it. All right.
But is that it for that necklace? To just kind of hold it up like, this is, we can get him on the murder. He took it. And Raylan saying, even if that's his blood, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, again, in a Graham Yost interview, he says that necklace is coming back. It is coming back, and he talked about the fact that it's in her pocket, literally in her pocket as well as figuratively in her pocket. Mm. So the next episode is called, I believe, Fugitive Number One.
Mm.
Who is Ava?
Of course.
And so, you know, maybe that's her get out of jail free card. Because that is what she was trying to play it as when she's talking to Raylan. Mm-hmm. And the necklace is coming back, so.
Good. Because it's an awfully fine necklace.
It is really very fancy.
I don't know why they're not selling those.
How many crocodile tooth necklaces do you see? Well, I did live in Florida.
That's right. All right, but now let's talk just a little bit about the fact that Ava was point blank, and she shoots him in the upper torso.
She
was not shooting to kill.
All right.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I'm saying now, that I think it was how... It had to have been planned.
What do you think about that? Could it have been a plan? Okay, you're going to shoot me.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I think when they looked over...
You think that was
really?
A plan? I'm imposing, you mean, because if you're going to shoot him...
I didn't even think about that.
Okay. Well, if you play it out, so Ava's got the gun. I'm going to go ahead and take Boyd. And she says, bleeding at your feet. She doesn't say I killed him. Bleeding at your feet. So I can't kill him because I love him, but I'm going to go ahead and steal the money. Or the only way we're getting this money away from Raylan is if I take it, he will not shoot me.
Right.
So let's put on a show, and I get in the truck, and I'm going to meet you later. But she doesn't. She says, screw you all, I'm taking the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think happened.
A couple years, you can apply for a job at the DQ.
I'm one of the many I will own.
Yeah, one of her many franchises. So, all right.
No, I think that was the plan. I think they figured the only way they're going to get out of there is if Raylan and her, and Raylan, and again, look at how Raylan was saying it. Like, I'm going to come after you.
Let's face it, he's got nothing on Boyd.
Right.
Can't hold him for anything now. There's no Rico.
They clear that with Vasquez early on. Mm-hmm. We need to get him in commission.
Yeah.
So she effectively takes him out of the equation. I think she goes off the reservation on the plan, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why everybody is trying to get Ava. And I think Raylan wants her to protect her.
Yeah, because everybody
but
wants to get
But that's a big gamble, because the idea that Raylan's going to let me go, they have to gamble on that.
Ava go?
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole thing's been a gamble.
You got to do something.
And
that's why
earlier,
it's a good idea that the money may not be there, because if they did get him, then the money ain't there.
Right. And you said earlier that the trust between them has been bouncing since last season,
right,
where she gave up on him when he wasn't helping her, and, you know, I'm a snitch. They keep coming back to, in the, you know, previously, I'm a snitch. They keep hitting that beat.
Yeah.
So.
And that whole interchange between Ava and Boyd in the bar when he's planning this all out, and he sends Carl ahead, you go do this, and she goes, well, you're not going with them, and then
right,
not,
separate
and,
cars,
and
right,
goes, well, and he says that he's too smart. Well, Avery? No, Raylan! And he's really, would you stop asking, just trust me.
Yeah.
So, we don't know what was on the rest of that conversation. After you got the money and he's on the phone with Ava, we don't know.
Before he arrives,
don't know all that was said there. We don't know anything about that. So, still lots of unanswered questions, thankfully, because we have three more episodes. Was it three? Good three.
By the way, Adam Markin.
Adam Markin directed it.
Yeah, again. Nice thing.
Yeah.
So, very cool.
Okay, well, very exciting. Okay, let's finish up that other part of that storyline, which is the whole thing with Boyd. Deciding that the explosive didn't work to get the money, we got to get it in transit.
Right.
And how Raylan and Tim got to Avery and said, hey, well, you know, who do you think Catherine, how do you think Boyd's been getting all his information? Give her a call, and how all that laid out. That was kind of fun, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Boyd went old school. He's mm-hmm. like, you know, forget all this high-tech dynamite.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk in with a gun and steal it.
I'm going, why did it take so long to get to that?
Yeah, you know, good old-fashioned kidnapping, yeah. you know? And everyone is now, I mean, the trust in this whole partnership is gone.
Yeah.
You know, Wynn is not trusting anybody. Boyd definitely wasn't. It's like, well, that's a... actually a really good move.
Yeah, it's like, okay, here's a very straightforward way to get this. No explosives, just a gun.
Yeah.
And a little blackmail
kidnapping. I like the little banter while they're driving out.
Between
you
him and Catherine?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. How can you be so cool with everyone going to be looking over your shoulder? Is that like...
Okay, that's another thing I'm going... This is a question I'm going. She's sitting there. He's got the gun. He's, you know... and she starts saying, you know, I'm going to chase you and I'm going to find you and all this stuff. Why do you say that to somebody who's got a gun who you know has no problem killing people? Because that just gives him reason to kill you once he has the money.
I think maybe they're just talking business. You know, again, it's kind of that Markham Raylan thing where,
I
mean, you know.
Yeah, but I know obviously he can't kill them. Boyd can't kill Avery and Catherine because we have, you know,
three more
show
episodes
to do. But I'm going, well, what would stop him? They're out in the boonies. No one knows he's there. Like, he's got money. He could easily just plug him right there. Boom. And move, go, gone.
Here's the other thing. If they keep talking about how smart Boyd is, mm-hmm. then there better be $10 million in those bags. Because if he's smart enough to know that the money's not, you know, that he's ahead of everybody on that, he needs to be ahead on that. So if they... Yeah. I don't want him to blow it on.
No. But why didn't he just shoot?
You know, I hit on that too when I was watching it. Mm-hmm. You know, because he puts the gun to her head and I'm like going... Oh. Oh, yep, exactly. Right. But that was just because she was leaning in to get the money.
Yeah, or looking at it. Yeah. She was looking.
Whatever. But
drooling on it.
Exactly.
Yeah, she was.
But then, you know, and I was thinking that, and I was like, you're right. They're out in the booth. No one knows they're there.
There's no protection.
She's already said we're coming after you.
Yeah, it's honor amongst thieves now?
It's the head of the organization. Mm-hmm. Take him out.
Yeah.
You know, what, Boone? What? You're worried that Boone's going to come after
you? Yeah. I don't know. It was just kind of strange. It was like,
Yeah.
Because he really hasn't had, not that he's a cold stuff, but, you know, he killed Dewey easily. I mean, and he even knew Dewey. And these people could actually do him real harm.
And I couldn't really come up with a way of him to do it and not, I mean, you know, to have a reason not to.
Not to kill me.
And leave. You know what I mean?
Well, we have three more episodes.
No, I know.
Yeah, that's the only reason I could think of.
Right, yeah.
That's not a good reason, though.
No, I'm sorry, yeah.
So, I don't know.
But I liked his parting words. He obviously gives up to Avery that Catherine wanted
maybe
to steal the money the whole time.
He wanted to have them stew a little bit.
Yeah, to keep them busy.
Just like, well, not so much busy, but just vengeful. You know mm-hmm. what? I'm taking your money and you're going to be living as a, you know, pauper running from the law as well, ostensibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not going to stop your misery.
Yeah, he had a lot of fun telling Avery that, Catherine has, it was her idea all along
to steal his money.
You know what? I could also see him doing that right before he killed him.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, by the way, the last thing I want you to know is this.
And the other thing is, I'm not sure Markham is like a Mr. Howell where he brings all his money wherever he goes. Exactly. I'm guessing he has $10 million to burn because he wanted to start this enterprise.
Yeah. Right.
So he probably has plenty more to hunt Boyd down to.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
But it was also nice their little chat right after that, the few words that they exchanged, Catherine and Avery.
Oh, that
so you're gonna
was
kill
awesome.
Me. Oh, yeah, that's
what I had said that too. I was like, ooh.
That was such
John
an
goes,
awesome
but you
look.
Don't know what that look means. Oh. And I said, but I would never want to be on the other side.
One of two
like
things.
That.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm going to have a great time doing it.
Yeah.
As in, are you going to kill me? Or are you kidding? I already know what we're going to do. One of those two. But
yeah, okay.
Let's explore that. So what was that look, and what do you think they're going to do now? What's your conjecture?
Well, first of all, I don't think it was, yes, I'm going to kill you.
Right.
I don't think he would have smiled. I think he knows.
It's like, I want to kill you.
And you know what that means. Awesome sex
is about to happen. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I think he is figuring out how to get ahead of Boyd.
Oh, they're going to definitely go after him. This would be fun now. But it would be, they will, in this, it looks like if they overcome that, they're going to be truly united and get those two forces truly united against somebody. That looks like fun.
You know what that looked like to me, honestly?
What's that?
He didn't get the money.
I honestly think he looked around, you think that was fake funny money?
He didn't get the money.
Right.
That I pulled it over on him. Or they only had hundreds on the top.
Right.
Or, you know,
not all of it. Yeah, because it could have been that. You know, I was kind of, you know, it's like, he's not really examining
Boone's got
that.
The real money, and he's checking out what kind of entertainment he can find in this blank hole.
And let's say it wasn't real money. Let's say, or if it was just a couple hundreds or whatever it is, and he's trying to pull a fast one. I'm going, well, that's a huge risk, too, because what if Boyd really looked at that? And then,
yeah, because then Boyd does kill Catherine.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, so who knows? But because of who they all are, all these questions are coming up, which is great.
Yeah,
but again, from Markham's point of view,
every one of them is plausible.
Absolutely,
Markham's point of view, he's still in the catbird because even if Boyd does shoot her, she was working against him anyway.
Right?
Raylan and Tim proved that she was going behind his back.
He might also shoot Avery too.
Yeah, he might. Yeah. But then Avery's going to go. Do you want the rest of the money? Because if you kill me, you don't get any of it.
That's true.
I don't really care if you kill her because. I know she was working for you.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. He didn't tell Avery anything he didn't already know, except that who hatched the plan.
Right.
Because Tim and Raylan.
Well, what he didn't know was that she thinks that you killed Avery, had Grady killed. That's the one thing that he doesn't know.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. So, which is why that's so interesting. Because that leads us to our next thing, because of
Wynn Duffy.
Who is the rat on all that and everything like that, because that's our other storyline. Did you want to say something before we go into that? Because, yeah, go ahead.
We did have that interlude with Lillian and Boone, Lillian and Markham, trying to figure out how to get Loretta.
Oh, right, trying to get into Loretta.
Oh, Loretta's great aunt.
Yeah, Loretta's great aunt.
I didn't know what her name was.
Lillian. Yeah, she had a couple of snakes in her house that Boone went in and took care of.
Yeah, Loretta, Lillian. Okay, got it.
We heard two shots. There were two snakes.
Oh, two snakes. Yeah. Right.
That was another thing. I'm going, okay, they're a great scene. And, you know, I love the way Samuel, he's so fuming, that look on his face.
When she's like, I am on to you, mister.
All that
mister.
Stuff, and just calling him out. It's like, not only did your stupid little grandies, you know, get me in front of everybody, now you're giving me the script.
You're calling me a peckerwood.
So do you think that's why he had her killed? Because I'm going, why is he killing her?
That was the question for me, because the other killings, so she is of the idea that he's coming because he wants her land. But if you'll remember, in the pizza parlor, he said to his people, you need to find out if she has any kin.
Right.
And I don't think it was because I want their land.
I think it was to turn them against her. I think she nailed him. She said, you just want to know if I'm going to sell her out or if I'm going to inherit everything if she dies.
Right.
So. Yeah, I think there's a piece we're all missing, because when Boone walks in, he stops him and says, I'm sorry. You know, I know you're fond of the girl.
Yeah, the rest.
And he says, you know, fondness don't have nothing to do with it. So somehow Lillian's cooperation was going to keep Loretta alive.
You're fond of Loretta, so therefore I'm sorry you have to kill Loretta's kin. Maybe that's the only thing I'm just...
The point that I wanted to make, though, still was that all of Markham's other hits that he's made against people who have not succumbed to his charm and sold him their land was, you know, there was a carbon dioxide,
gas leak,
or there was a fire or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was just shot. Now, you had said when I brought that up to you that she's just in the boonies. I figured they could get away with it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm thinking.
But I don't know.
But I still don't know why.
I thought there was just snakes.
That was just two snakes. I'm just curious, does anybody have a reason other than he's just pissed at her? I mean, because I don't see the play. Is what's the advantage of killing her? Does that mean now Loretta has nobody, and therefore what does that do for them? Is their land going to go to probate? I mean,
I think there was a beat we missed or wasn't there because I didn't see the play. I didn't see how going after someone that Loretta hasn't invested in anything yet. And taking that out of the equation changes everything on what she's able to do.
Or was it just to show how mean, ruthless they are? Because, like, we didn't know that. You know, but and Boone.
Well, or to show Loretta how badass they were. You know, we are going to come after every single person who ever had anything to do with you.
Certainly, apply more pressure.
So that she will partner with Markham as opposed to be opposition to him.
Or just not a partner, but give me everything and you'll live.
That's
not
maybe.
I don't know. Okay, but that's interesting. So I would love to hear other people's thoughts on that one.
Yes, I'm sure we will hear some.
So obviously Wynn's still in cahoots with the Marshals. And we got to know that because we had that nice reveal in the Winnebago or whatever his traveling office.
He's killing Mikey. He's just killing Mikey.
I know. I feel bad for Mikey. He has to put up with this. But it was a good reveal. I like the way they shot how, you know, he's on the phone and then he just walks away. And then you see Raylan and Tim in the background. They have a little squeeze time to let him know that you're not off the hook now and you're not going to be until this. And Mikey just can't stand it. And what was, again, another surprise. I was not expect. I mean, we knew Mikey was going to do something, but just the way he did it, and when they're sitting down having a little nice little eat time.
Which had my favorite line.
Favorite line. Suddenly I'm nostalgic for the code talk. And I like how Mikey laughs again.
Bam! It's like, what?
Yeah. Just slams his head done.
Sudden
that was
violence
quick.
To that, it was.
And
he's taking all the gun and this gun and the blackjack.
And the blackjack.
He's taking it all out of his
knife. Is it really going to be the obvious play of just like calling Markham? No, he called Catherine.
But all he said was, I have information that you might be interested in. So he doesn't tell her. Catherine doesn't know yet, neither does Avery. Nobody knows yet.
Well, you can't leave that information in the message.
It's true. That would be inappropriate.
That would be inappropriate.
That's a FaceTime message.
And nobody listens to voicemails anymore.
That's right,
anyway.
They don't.
Boyd was holding the phone.
When
Mikey called, because they were on their way to the drop. Boyd had already called Markham.
Oh, right.
Oh, I see.
Because the next time,
I'm like, okay, just send it to voicemail. Otherwise, Boyd's going to answer. It's like, hi, Mikey. Wait, why do you have the phone? Why are you talking?
So Mikey's got a play there, so he's obviously going to let Catherine and Avery know. Well, at least Catherine. So
he's going to try, but he may not be able to because, as he says, Boyd's got.
Think Boyd gave her phone back?
Well, at some point, I would imagine he's going to get that information to her. I don't know. I mean, because Catherine's got to find out.
Yeah.
So I don't think.
Absolutely.
I don't think Boyd's not going to drop a dime and say, "Hey, it's Wynn." So somebody's got to, right?
Right.
Right.
Because she's got to find out. So it's got to be Mikey. At some point.
Yeah. Mikey is going to. I'm not sure what the. Oh, no. Catherine wants the guy that killed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if he has any money to pay for it. She's got a tennis bracelet.
Yeah. She does have a tennis bracelet. It's very nice.
Yeah, that's it. Right there.
That might be it.
And they made a point of letting you see it.
Yeah, she was wearing it.
Very prominent. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he did want to play tennis.
So, by the way, we made the connection. Remember how, it was in episode 2 when Avery was talking to Ava about how, women in this business have to be tougher and all this other stuff. And Ava finally ends up shooting Boyd.
Right.
There's that nice full arc about that because it's very similar to the way that Catherine was so cold-blooded with Seabass, in a sense. But, of course, Catherine was much more adept at plugging him one in the head, too.
And standing next to his brain.
Exactly. So there's that. So we got to see that full.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. All right. So what do we think that – I think Mikey's just going to hold out for some cash or wants a job. If Catherine has a code, maybe he can work for Catherine.
Because he says my people. I think he's going to want to bring him in as sacrifice. Let me get into your organization. Yeah.
Right.
Whatever's left.
Well,
I don't think he's going to bode well. Because, Raylan said, his help doesn't bode well.
Mm-hmm.
People that he brings in.
Exactly. Any employee of Avery's.
But I think that's his play.
Yeah. What else could it be?
Right? And I think it'll be some good fodder to see him die.
As long as there's a code that he dies by. Codes are very important.
Yeah. He's trying to punch into the ATM and someone shoots him. He died by his code.
All right. So the only other thing I was interested in, or we should talk about it probably, is the scene with Boone in the diner.
Right.
I have to say, I'm wondering, we were in there. It was a long scene.
It was a long scene.
I'm not exactly sure what this is doing for me, but they really enjoyed the scene. They certainly let it play out. What were you guys' thoughts on that? Anything?
This is really a tangent,
okay. But
I'm going to talk about it anyway because we have a little bit of time. So it was conversation about, I guess there was a scene in an Elmore Leonard book about, I don't remember what it was. But anyway, where a guy has to takes off all of his clothes because someone wants all of his clothes.
Oh, forces him to take his clothes?
Right,
the hat was indicative of that?
Okay. And then, I don't know if you guys have read this because it's been out a little bit, but there was conversation about Raylan's hat with Elmore Leonard. Right after the pilot, or even before they shot the pilot, because he did not like that hat.
Yeah.
He wanted a different hat on him, and then ultimately turned around and said that it worked.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if there that might have been kind of a nod to Elmore Leonard and the whole Raylan's hat thing, and talking about, you know, what a hipster's doing with this hat, and, you know, a power play and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it, like I said, it's tangential, but, but sometimes we do that.
That's true. And that, well, the first scene in the diner when Raylan shows up with Tim and they have their little thing, Raylan's licking his ice cream cone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was a nice little callback, you know, because Raylan loves his ice cream.
You know, it's kind of similar to when they first started and Boyd kind of felt they were, you know, simpatico and on the same level. Boone's kind of the same way with, you know, and in the callback, you're everything I hoped you'd be. Mm-hmm. You know, like look at this guy. He's trying to bring Raylan into his world.
Right.
As far
that
as
was my
Raylan's
favorite
having
line.
None of it.
Anybody,
right.
My favorite was, anybody ever tell you you should talk less?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, please,
one,
somebody.
One fella.
One guy.
As far as the second one, my take on it was, this is really interesting, and nothing I know is happening, but I just enjoyed watching Boone.
Yeah.
I found it incredibly creepy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And
you're talking about the second scene, right?
Yeah, yeah, with the hat and Heath and Maya.
Well, and one of the things that Graham Yost talked about was the idea that they didn't have the other guy who got shot and died.
Oh, yeah.
Boyd.
Ty Walker.
Ty Walker. They didn't have Ty Walker for the entire season.
Yeah, because he was off
because
the
of
other
scheduling
show.
Conflicts. So they brought the Boone character in to be a really good, you know, not
target.
Replacement, but also, but a really good, solid, charismatic, bad guy that, as I've been saying, I mean, he didn't say this exactly, but as I've been talking about how it's going to be great to watch Boone die.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's so greasy and
unlikable, despicable.
And he's just a terrifying guy.
Yeah.
And he's so manipulative in all of his ways. And he's, you know, he smells bad. You're sure he smells bad.
Yeah.
I'm positive of that.
Because, see, I was, I think you saw something different. He was concerned about the hat.
Oh, my God.
And he was concerned about Maya's education.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve.
They depict him as being the complete sociopath.
Yeah.
And
yes.
he did a great job.
Yes.
And he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just that it's one of those things where I'm going, okay, I don't know if this. It was a rarity sometimes because we don't always take time for scenes that don't necessarily push the plot along. But this, like, luxuriated in the character of it, and it was that was rich there, right? For that scene.
But
I kept wondering, why are we here so long?
Right, because I didn't feel real danger for either Heath, the counter guy, or his girlfriend.
I did if he didn't give him that hat. I thought, oh, okay.
Now, I felt that if he could come back and, like, you know, hurt him after work or something. But in that moment, I didn't think that he was going to pull a gun and shoot either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, or that. So if
you
that
mean
was.
The music playing in the background didn't tell you that?
None of that really gave me.
It.
None of that gave me. But it didn't matter because I just enjoyed watching that guy work. Yeah. I enjoyed Boone, the character, being Boone.
Yeah. Tammy liked his hair again, right?
His hair. Yeah. So Graham has talked about him being the quintessential Elmore Leonard bad guy who's incredibly charismatic and captivating, but incredibly dangerous.
Mm.
And also talked about, given all the dangers on the show, where do you rank Boone?
Mm-hmm.
And Graham Yost said, right up there.
Charismatic?
So high, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, because he's, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That always seems a nice connotation of, like, that man's charismatic, and, like, he can charm a room.
Charismatic.
It can mean all kinds of things, yeah, but... He's not a run-of-the-mill guy. I mean, he's...
No.
He's not an idiot.
No.
He's not, you know, he uses... He, you know, engages people. Maybe if the word engaging, is engaging work better for you?
Well, it's still a lot of syllables.
Okay, that's enough. Let's move on from
That's a good point, though. He is very intelligent because when he is talking to him, he goes, you're not sure? He listens to everything people tell him.
Oh, yeah.
And so that stuff I enjoyed watching. Mm-hmm. That stuff, seeing those layers of Boone.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel any, like, danger.
Specific jeopardy at that point. Yeah, okay.
Oh,
You did?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
But I just felt like, okay,
bad.
Dude, just give him your hat. He gave you $100. Give him your hat.
Yeah.
You could buy 12 of those.
It's a dude's looking hat anyway.
Exactly,
just give it to him.
Just give him your hat. Move on.
Hipster, a lot of hipsters up there?
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I was thinking. All right, wait, what else have we got? I'm good. You got any last thoughts?
I want to talk about a couple of things.
Sure.
One was Limehouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one of the, you know, that scene between him and Boyd and Ava, him coming in, going, I can get you what you want. But come on, seriously, you're not going to short me by 50 grand. I know how much you have in a box or a drawer or a bag somewhere.
All over the radio.
It was all over the radio. And then the other thing that he said was, Limehouse said to Ava, of all the women that I have helped, I have only regretted one, and it was you.
Yeah.
So I just think that there's going to be some element of that coming back to us. Because Ava's on the run.
Right. Well, and it's also, he also was pointed with Boyd, and he said, look, if I do this, I have one condition, is that you leave
never
and never come,
come back.
And so he's, I'm sure he's coming back.
So he's coming back. He's got to come back.
Yeah. So there is that, too. So hopefully that will play out in the next few episodes.
Yeah, because we love a lot of
he's great. I love
the, the thing I liked about that was how easily that smile turns to a sneer. He's just smiling. Like, and then as he's walking away, he just sneers at Ava. Just like,
Great.
It's a subtle little thing.
It was
like, that's
nice.
Cool.
It was nice.
But yeah, that was his deal about, you know, you never turn. And in that moment, Boyd was more than happy to say, I'm so out of this town.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I thought you wanted to say.
I know. On one hand, he loves, he wants Loretta to take care of him. I've had my time. I'm out.
Yeah.
But he wants
he said, you know, I did something I should never do. I went into the mine.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know what's going to happen.
He's going to end
up. He's going to go back in the mine.
No, I think maybe we're done in the
mine. Well, you know, Zachariah's alive.
Yeah, that's right. He is.
So
he's got to be.
And who knows mine's better than Zachariah?
He did. So who knows what's going
to
happen?
No, because Carl said he ran the wrong way.
Yeah.
But it would be wrong to everybody else.
That's right. Because
to Zachariah. Nobody
knows
that
place. Yeah, and nobody knows that place better than he does. He knows where to go.
Absolutely.
That was an interesting scene when she was talking to Carl about that, because they really isolated some of the shots on the weaponry going into the bag.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, there was jacket in there.
Well, I think they just wanted to build the tension and the danger. That's all.
I guess, because that was all
they were going
confiscated.
To war.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Easily. As Tim says, they didn't even, you know, hurt our feelings. So they rolled over pretty easily.
I do like the scene between Tim and Rand when they were, Tim's going, wait, so you thought that Boyd would go after the money. We got the bait car. We got all these things going on. And now you're saying no? Yeah. And then Raylan says, well, last time we did this, we ended up with his underwear.
Uh-huh.
And both of them figuring out they're smarter. They're too smart for this.
Yep.
Boyd says that to Raylan. Raylan says they're Boyd. So they both know what's going on there. So that's very, very fun.
Yes.
All right. Just some shout-outs for
Okay, some shout-outs. Paula Place, thank you for your emails.
Thank you.
JoJo Sterlitz, Ben Hamill, who are our you know, VIPs. The Zoo Boy 3, BGM and ZZ. And Tyler, the movie guiler, who I talked about before. So listen.
Wait a minute. There were two other Zoo Boys?
Yes, there
before
were.
Before that guy
he's
came
out? He's the third. He's Trip.
Okay.
Graham Yost, talking about next episode, he says, it's a strong episode. That's all I'll say. We are very proud of episode 11. Taylor Elmore and Keith Schreier wrote it. John Avnet directed it.
Nice.
Favorite of yours.
That's
and
right.
Our incredible cast performed the hell out of it, and you will see.
There you go.
I am excited. I mean, you know, of course he's going to say that the episodes are great, but that's next week. He really, really is like, I think he was biting his tongue as he was talking about how great this episode is.
And for episode 12, we hope to have VJ Boyd back, although it hasn't been confirmed yet. But
he
wrote...
it's in the works and we're trying our hardest.
Yeah, we wrote episode 12, and hopefully he'll be back to talk about it.
Come hell or high water, he's going to be here, guys. So.
All right, so we'll look forward to that.
I'm going to work my feminine wiles on him.
We may have to pull the duct tape back so he could answer, and then put the duct tape back over his mouth.
Yeah, we'll kidnap him.
Yeah.
It's like Boyd kidnapped Kevin. Okay, before we get out of here, tell him where they can find you, Steven.
Oh, Bottomly Steven at 24/7.
All right, Tamara.
I am at Tamara Berg on Twitter. Also, my website is TamaraCentral.com.
Okay, and you can find me right here at AfterBuzzTV/Justified. Thanks very much for tuning in.
Just Twitter camera
just
for both
me,
of us.
There you go. Really?
Seriously.
Because I'm the only one who looks at it.
And we'll talk to you next time, everybody. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.